24, verses 37 to 44. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This table of the Lord that we commonly call the Lord's Supper is a meal of expectation. And that expectation is the return of Christ. And that means that we must first look into the past, to that great event on Calvary, where Christ died on the cross, where he said, "It is finished." And so when we break the bread and drink the cup, we break the bread, we are saying that I belong to Christ who bore my punishment in my place. And we drink the cup and we are saying publicly, I don't belong to myself. I belong to Jesus. He is my Redeemer. He purchased me with his precious blood. That's what we are saying when we partake of the bread and the cup. Now, in addition to this, we look in the past, we look forward into the future, to that final glorious day. We learned something about this in Sunday school this morning, about how God is going to consummate his present ministry that he established in his church among his people. And so we're looking forward to that great wedding supper of the Lamb. And so as we partake of this bread and this cup in this present moment, it has meaning because of the past and because of the future. That's what defines this present moment. And Jesus Christ is that definition. And so if these convictions are yours, then come, partake of the bread and the cup. Again, this is not for the perfect. It is for those who understand that their sins have been laid on Jesus and they belong to him and are clothed with his righteousness. We look in the past. We look to the future. The present has meaning. And let's do that as we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper with an old hymn, an ancient hymn, "Come the Long Expected Jesus." Let's stand together.